It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
If the recounts go as they seem to be headed, Joe Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th. Contrary to what he has claimed about bringing in his old guard, a Biden presidency promises to be very far to the left. Actually, he has said it himself, to be the most progressive president in the history of the United States. Biden will have the House of Representatives behind him, maybe not by a large majority, but by a majority nonetheless. While Republicans have gained a number of seats in the House, Democrats still hold a majority, and Nancy Pelosi is still going to continue as the Speaker. But the rub is the Senate, where Republicans currently hold a two-seat majority. If the Democrats win the two Georgia Senate seats, the chamber will be tied 50-50, and the vote to break any ties will be cast by then-Vice President Kamala Harris. Harris has long tipped her hand as to where she stands on the political spectrum, very far to the left. There's still concern on the right that even if Republicans do take the two Georgia Senate seats, the GOP can't always count on votes by more center-Senate Republicans, such as Susan Collins of Maine, Murkowski of Alaska, and even Utah's Mitt Romney. But what is guaranteed is if Democrats tie the Senate 50-50, they'll force through legislation that will include a quick pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens, federal gun restrictions, tax increases, funding limits on police, and much more. The passage of these issues could spell disaster for the United States as we currently know it. Illegal aliens will be encouraged to register as Democrats, certain guns will be deemed illegal to possess, and tax increases will foment a much deeper recession. Switching funds from police enforcement to more feel-good positions, such as social workers, will mean more actual violent crimes in cities that are already plagued by rioting, looting, and murder. How many of these could be considered to be good for the United States is anyone's guess. What is certain is that Republicans must win the two Georgia Senate seats. Now, while it's true that there might be some arm twisting when it comes to the Senate's more centrist Republicans, the chances of rebuffing a Biden-Harris extreme left-wing progressive agenda will become more possible with Mitch McConnell as the Senate majority leader. So what's the problem? The battle between Georgia's electoral votes remains a contentious issue. Some Trump supporters want Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler to become more forceful in demanding an overturn of the president. Votes. They demand a recount and seem to want Perdue and Loeffler to make those demands a part of their runoff elections. Both Perdue and Loeffler have been supporters of Trump and have even questioned the way certain ballots were counted. Perdue has been forceful in his commitment to fight against any agendas by Democrats to implement any socialist efforts. Democrat John Ossoff has already stated his intent to go after the health insurance and pharmaceutical industries and oil and fracking. Senator Loeffler's opponent, Raphael Warnock, is a person of questionable character. As a preacher, he has railed against what he has considered to be the white culture in America. The policies of Ossoff and Warnock would fit hand in glove with the most progressive administration in the history of the United States. It's often said that Republicans are their own worst enemy. They often battle among themselves instead of concentrating on their Democrat opponents. This is one election, however, that cannot afford to have Republicans squabbling with one another. Republicans must turn out to make sure their two Senate candidates are returned to the Senate, and that, along with the other 50 GOP senators, they stop the far-left progressive agenda of Biden, Harris, and Pelosi. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.